a scientific basis for the realization that everything, absolutely everything, is energy vibrating at such a high rate of speed, the energy transcends as mass. Now, we also know, thanks to the Higgs boson collider, that there is indeed a so-called God particle. And they're calling it, I think, the Higgs boson particle, right? Now, that this particle is the transcendent link, if you will, for the energy of the ethers to transcend as the energy of form. And based solely on the scientific evidence provided by the study of physics, we can authoritatively state you are energy resonating into form and function as an effect of the energy of God linking, providing an avenue for the energy of you to manifest within the physical realm. And since you already are and already contain this same energy that creates worlds within multidimensional planes of existence, we believe it is not too much of a stretch to present the awareness that you, just as you are, may claim, focus, and mold this energy that you are to continue the evolution and expansion of the energy of presence you have come to this journey to be. In this iteration of source energy, individualizing as you, it is your consciousness, the power of your mind, the clarity of your thoughts, the frequency of your emotions, of your soul, which serves as the link of transcendence for all you consciously and unconsciously choose to create. At all times, you contain the creative power of Genesis itself. Dr. Holmes wrote in Science of Mind, "Life is infinite energy coupled with limitless creative imagination. It is the invisible essence and substance of every visible form. Its nature is goodness, truth, wisdom, and beauty, as well as energy and imagination. Our highest satisfaction comes from a sense of conscious union with this invisible light. All human endeavor is an attempt to get back to first principle, to find such an inward wholeness that all sense of fear, doubt, and uncertainty vanish." So knowing that you are energy and form, that you have come into this physical reality at this time and this place with a scientifically verified link of transcendence, of being the transcendence of the divine power that creates and manifests universe of miraculous life and wonder. What will you choose to create through the power of your consciousness? Your oneness with the whole of presence. What circumstances in the physical world will you give priceless dominion in your thought? What emotions, the indicators of the current level of the vibration of your being, will you offer as the magnetic attractive force for and to your journey? Will you start the process of transcendence for something new, something exciting and indicative of the boundless good of God you are capable of evolving and expanding, or will it be just another Tuesday? You get to decide and understand something. We're not asking anyone to make life or death decisions here. We're only asking that you make decisions which affirm and reflect the energy of the whole of life residing as you in the moment. In The Energy Connection, Dr. Joyce Reynolds wrote this. She said, "You are made in God's image, and you are creative. You have the power to create through the use of your God-given mind." image of God that you are, and I want you to get a visualization of this, is the image of energy vibrating at such a high rate of speed, aligning with that spark of transcendent energy. Its only choice is to transcend and expand itself as the most miraculous energetic you in the world of effect. And so let's get really, really, really clear, really, really, really fast. You are not in this physical realm to be energy and form. You are here to continue the evolution and expansion of energy as form. Huge difference in those two things. And you are here to evolve that energy as form in any manner that you choose, any manner that you desire. Being made in the image of the divine, you are omnipotent energy capable of creating, healing, renewing, and replenishing all things. And that, our beloved, is the energy you are, which is the title of our lessons this morning, The Energy You Are. Now, I have a parable for us this morning, and the parable I already know going in, you know, some people, probably half are really going to like it, and the other half really, really aren't, because it's about cats and dogs. And we all know there are cat people and there are dog people, but this story, this parable makes a point. And here it goes. A German shepherd, a Doberman pincher, and a cat all die. So we're not off to a great start, but it gets better. And they're all three faced with God sitting on heaven's throne. And God asked them what they believe in. And the German shepherd says, I believe in discipline, training, and loyalty. And God says, good. Then you may sit down here by my right side. She turns to the Doberman and asks, what do you believe? And the Doberman replies, I believe in love, care, and protection. God said, excellent. You may sit here at my left side. And then she looks at the cat and asks, okay, kitty, what do you believe in? And the cat responds, I believe you're sitting in my chair. Now look, cat people are really going to get it, right? They're going to get the truth of this parable because the cat, like all cats, get it. And what they get is they never question the authority of the authority or the divinity of their individual energy. They are always living from an expectation of having all that is to respond appropriately. Now, humans, of course, are a little different. Humans are taught to second guess their spiritual authority and their oneness with the energy of spirit almost daily within their physical experience. And our role over the next three Sundays is to present to you the spiritual truth of the energy you are, as well as provide a few suggestions here and there for you to remain in vibrational alignment with the source energy individualizing as you, so that you live your life of purpose, of being that active link of transcendence, evolving the good of presence 24/7. Now, for the next three Sundays, our lessons are going to be based on The Energy Connection, a book by Dr. Joyce Reynolds. And I love Dr. Joyce Reynolds. I know many of you know her as well. And I've known her now for so long that I just refuse to talk about it. But if you don't have a copy of The Energy Connection and you would like to get one, you can get it, order it at joycereynolds.com. That's two N's. And I read the Energy Connection when it first came out well over 20 years ago. I think it's been 30 years ago, actually. And I bought it because I heard Dr. Joyce speak for Kennedy Schultz for the very first time, and I liked her. And when I saw the book, I thought, well, why not? It's got to be an okay read. It's got pictures in it, so I'll be able to get it. And at the time, I did read it, yet I didn't have a clue about what the book was saying, even with the pictures. I didn't get it. However, over 30 years and several readings later, The Energy Connection is my number one recommended must-read for anyone who desires a greater understanding, a greater awareness of the way the energy of source expresses itself and how we as individualizations of source may masterfully use this divine energy to create a life of overflowing harmony, peace of mind, confidence, health, love, wealth, and success. In The Energy Connection, Dr. Joyce writes this. She said, "You are the center of your own universe. Your feelings and thoughts are always creating. It's up to you to put the right thoughts into your mind. It's up to you to think." So the energy that you are is in this constant state of renewal and replenishing. And this transcendent link that you are is molded by the thoughts, the feelings, the memories, the activities that receive the preponderance of our attention. And that which receives the preponderance of our attention over time becomes the bulk of our accepted beliefs. And the bulk of our accepted beliefs will always mirror as our experience. Now, I want you to feel the difference in these two affirmations designed to mold the energy of your transcendent link. Here's the first one. Some of you are going to remember it. It's a version of my favorite affirmation. I am an omnipotent energetic expression of divine source creating and living a life of ever-expanding divine growth. Simple. I am an omnipotent expression of divine source creating and living a life of ever-expanding divine good. That's a powerful affirmation at its core. It recognizes the energy of God is all there is. It affirms the individual is all God energy. And three, it establishes the expectation, clear expectation, the path, the channel, the conduit for the good of God to expand. And that's what we always want to do. We always want to set that clear channel, that clear path for that energetic good to expand. Now, many people are still operating with this second affirmation. Forgive me, God. I am a sinner not worthy of your grace. That in and of itself is a powerful affirmation at its core. It recognizes the energy of God is all there is, and then it separates the individual from all that God is and establishes the expectation for nothing good to manifest and quite possibly even contract. Again, both of them are powerful affirmations, but we get to choose which one we're going to allow to mold, to shape that transcendent link that we're bringing forward in the now. How did Dr. Joyce phrase it? You are the center of your own universe. Your feelings and thoughts are always creating. It's up to you to put the right thoughts into your mind. It's up to you to think. So it's up to you to decide what avenues of thought you're going to give your attention to. It's up to you to decide what vibrations you're going to offer. And it's up to you to say, you know what, am I happy living this life that promotes the idea, the suggestion that I am somehow separate from the omnipotent good of God? And the answer to that is and will always be no. So we want to become into this awareness that, hey, wait a second, what I am is this ability to this energy that allows for the promotion, the expansion, the expression of the joy, the excitement, the energy of God, even the laughter of God, and all that I do and all that I am. Wayne Dyer said, the state of your life is nothing more than a reflection of the state of your mind. And what he's talking about, when he says states of mind, he's talking about your level of vibration, the level of your energy. Is it up-leveled or is it not? And if it's not up-leveled, then we have to make certain that we take control. Take control. And the only thing we can take control of is our own mind, our own energy, our own imagination. Right? Now, I choose to dabble, if you will, in the causative field of the laughter of the divine. If you haven't figured it out by now, I enjoy occasionally making somebody laugh, every once in a while. And one of my favorite memories here lately is Dan and I have a habit of watching Jeopardy. We've done it now for 30 years, right? Jeopardy, every night. And of course, now it's in rerun, but the last live episode of Jeopardy, one of the last ones, they asked the question, and we're really good at Jeopardy too, by the way. If we got on the show, I promise you, we would make more money than Ken Jennings and Jeff Holtz, Holtz Power combined. They just need to institute tag team Jeopardy, and we would win it. Anyhow, so they're asking the question on Jeopardy, and the question is this. So this person was the patron saint of the blind. Well, I got the answer right away before any of the contestants rung in, and I said it was Ray Charles. And Dan just lost it. Now, of course, that wasn't the right answer, but I'm here to tell you, if I could choose a patron saint for the blind, it would be Ray Charles. Right? What are you dabbling in? Are you dabbling in the joy and the laughter of presence? Because that's where your thought is going. That's where your vibration, that is what your vibration is aligning with. Right? Holmes wrote this. He said, there is a laughter of God. Let's laugh it. There is a song of the universe. Let's sing it. There is a hymn of praise. Let's praise it. There is a joy, a beauty that is deep, abiding peace. Let's experience it. There are times individuals get so caught up in demonstrating their individual good through sound spiritual practice, they somehow lose sight of the spiritual truth that energy is drawn to energy. And the more energy a person expends and gives, the more energy they draw. Therefore, all of their spiritual effort, all of their treatment, all of their affirmation, all of their meditation and visualization would be highly more effective coming from and as a celebration of the laughter of the divine that they are, rather than an effort from the human being they are trying to become. You follow that? Of course you do. You're such a smart group. Eric Butterworth said, seeing is not believing, believing is seeing. You see things not as they are, but as you are. And what we're suggesting to you is that you begin viewing yourself as that active energy of the divine, always coming forward in a power and a presence and an energy that is always conducive with one truth, that the energy that you are is transcendent energy in a constant state of evolution and expansion, evolution and expansion. And that expansion is the expansion of divine good, being drawn to you not for any other reason than you already know you're expecting divine good, that you're already offering divine good. You already are vibrating, resonating at those higher vibrations of source, so that no matter where you are, no matter what is going on, you may stop right where you are and know add to Dr. Michael this morning is this little piece of advice. Learn to become still. Take your attention from all that you don't want and focus it on that image of you being that omnipotent energy of the divine, that spark of transcendence. Even this morning, you have no idea what you are capable of creating in the endless energy that you are. Even this morning, I made a prediction. I shared this before, and I made a prediction that was probably 10, 15 years ago. We were talking about the potential of the Higgs boson collider, right? This was when it was just a theory that it was going to be built. And they built the thing, and they proved this transcendent God particle is in existence, right? But 15 years ago, I made a prediction, and my prediction was this. No matter what equipment they built, that when they use whatever powerful microscopes they use, and those that are with us online that know what kind of microscopes they use to examine energy, you can let me know. I'm not a physicist. Right? But at the time, I said, we're going to peel back the atoms to find whatever makes up the atoms, the quarks, the protons, etc. And they'll peel back that, and they'll find something else. And they'll peel back that, and they'll find something else. Today, there's an article out where, thanks to the Higgs boson collider, they have scientifically proven that there is yet another layer of energy. That research paper has just been out. And what I can tell you is that that's great. Once they study it, once they know what it is, and all this great stuff, from quarks, by the way, different types of quarks. And what I can tell you is that once they figure out how to actually study these quarks, because they're moving at such high rate of speed, and which, by the way, the quarks that make up this particular piece of the proton or the centron or whatever you call it, the atom, it's only the ones that band together are the ones that vibrate at the same frequency. But once they've figured out how to study these things, they're going to find something else. Within them is another layer. And within that, there'll be another layer. And within that, there'll be another layer. And right now, just where you are, within you is another layer. And within that is another layer. And within that is another layer. And all that layer is coming forward for one purpose. And that purpose is to actively be the energy of the divine evolving and expanding itself. Marcel Proust said, the real voyage of discovery consists not in seeking new landscapes, but having new eyes. Those new eyes must be turned within. Must be turned within and begin exploring the various layers, multidimensional layers of energy that you are. And all you're ever going to find is it's just a higher view, a higher vibration of the divine resonating in you. Now, who knows? 20 years from now, I'll be talking about what they discovered within the quarks they discovered today. Who knows? What I can tell you is that discovery will be never ending because energy in and of itself is infinite. The universe is conscious of itself. Because it's all energy, it's all creative, intelligent energy. And you are created in the image and the likeness of this source energy. You are the way through which the universe as a whole becomes aware of its boundless creativity, its infinite health, its vibrant well-being, its you're putting in it. And the Duke wanted to fire him, and he said, "What's your name?" And the young man's name answered, "My name is Michelangelo." See, one of the factors contributing to Michelangelo's success was his willingness to express his highest and best, his greatest good at all times, even for a flower box that no one would ever notice. Every task, every individual, every circumstance in our experience is the opportunity to exert our spiritual authority and our oneness as the energetic and evolving and expanding good of divine spirit, of the positive attributes of the divine that we embody, to express the possibility of our divine energetic good and oneness with the whole of God, so much so that this expression becomes a second nature activity and awareness, that our consciousness is no longer focused on praying for or creating only our good. It is allowing itself to be that transcendent link, being that eternal inlet and outlet for the expanding and evolving good of the omnipotent energy of Source in the spiritual, mental, and manifest realm. Dr. Joyce Reynolds wrote this. She said, "When you are functioning at the level of spiritual energy, you no longer feel separated. You feel an energy connection with all. You feel at one with the universe, in harmony with the world. As our consciousness becomes keenly aware that it is an individualization of the energy of Source, individualizing for the purpose to nurture and feed life with its own positive energetic good, an energy that is without end and is always connected to universal presence, we effortlessly move into being the master creator of the world, of our world, transcending energy with a mere word, a clear, focused mental image, a small act of kindness to some that are simultaneously powerful acts which up-level the whole of the universe. Energy breeds more energy. The more energy we extend, the more energy we appreciate, the more energy we know ourselves to be, the more effortlessly the physical realm rearranges itself to mirror ourselves, to mirror that energy of God that we are." So ask yourself, what am I willing to create today? What am I willing to bring forward in this moment of now? Am I willing to bring forward more spiritual effort trying to achieve something externally, or am I willing to go within and expand and express the good of God that I am, so that what comes forward is only the perfect demonstration of Source, mirroring as the perfect vibration of Source as me? Very valid question. What are the affirmations are you willing to focus on? What are the feelings you're willing to focus on? You know, we're all feeling kind of disconnected from everyone, right? And we have to say, well, what can I do to reaffirm that connection? And part of it is getting out when you can safely, right? I saw a new article yesterday, and I think we're going to do this, where you can now create certain or environments that are in 3D realms, right? And people can stay home and they're having a 3D experience. And all it's going to require is people to buy this like $5,000 headset. I'm not kidding. But it does allow an avenue for folks to at least have the experience. energy to flow freely through you. You will connect thoughts that turn into mental images that produce healing. As you allow the energy of source that you are to flow freely through you, meaning you're now operating with the expectation of a cat. Right? You expect everything to respond to you perfectly. Those mental images allow for new feelings to come forward, and that is new vibration, the higher vibration coming forward as you to begin to resonate, draw new energy through your experiences so that you have a different outcome. So is it hard? Yes, it's hard, right? Some people are going to say, this is too hard. It takes too long. And you know why it feels hard? You know why it takes so long? I'm going to give you the image. What's the name of the Christmas movie with Ralph the Energy Vegan? A Christmas Story. Yes, there you go. The movie The Christmas Story. And there's a scene where Ralphie's little brother has to get bundled up to go to school because they're in Minnesota. And his mother's just putting layers and layers of clothes on this child who's maybe 6, 7 years old. And by the time he's done with all these layers of clothes, he's walking like this. He looks like a balloon. And then he's prepared to go out. And he can barely walk as he goes to school because he's so layered down. And when he gets to the schoolhouse, he has to take each layer off over and over and over again. That's what we're doing. When we're operating in the realm of old thought, old vibration, old memories, we're serving as Ralphie's little brother, bundled up with old stuff that has to be removed for us to enjoy the present moment. Enjoy your present moment. Forget about whether it's hard or easy. It's neither. It is. Not hard energy, it's not easy energy, it's energy. And that energy will become an out picture according to your expectation. And with that, I want you to leave here with one thing. Simple, positive awareness and knowing that you are an omnipotent spiritual being, capable of doing, creating all things you choose, simply because you are the whole of the universe in individualized form. And so ends our lesson. Namaste. All right. If you would please say the tithing affirmation with me, Infinite Mind. In as and through me, blesses and multiplies my tithe. It does its good and perfect work